I'm in London. To be precise, I'm in the home of Martin Polykoff, and in the background you may be able to hear the...
Gus the cat.
Gus the cat, almost growling.
Hi. Hi. Good to see you, Christian.
I'm over here today to kind of show you a little bit about social media, to listen to your cat. Let's get her on the... Or him, is it?
It's a him. No, he won't do it now.
I've put the microphone in his face.
You'll hear him all the way through as we talk.
So I'm here to show you a little bit about social media and to help you get your project, The Longboat Home, on the internet to a certain extent.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Well, The Longboat Home, I started working with ex-servicemen and their families about 5 years ago. And The Longboat Home is basically a network of care that goes across the UK, consisting of psychotherapists and counsellors who are qualified and are willing to work for low fees, or for reduced fees at that, for anybody who's in the services or has left the services, plus their partners and their adult dependents.
So this is for ex-soldiers, ex-servicemen and their families who have suffered post-traumatic stress disorder, amongst other things?
Amongst other things, but that's actually quite rare. The reality of the problems people face is really getting back into civilian life and coming back to a family. If you can imagine, you've been away for 6 months on a tour and you come back, your family hasn't forgotten you, but they've taken up all the space that you once took up. You've got to find a new role in the family.
So it's readjustment?
Yeah, it's readjustment. And it's people leaving the services and trying to readjust themselves into civilian life.
Now, you've got a Twitter presence now, The Longboat Home, on Twitter, and you've got thelongboathome.co.uk, and we're just setting up a posterous. I'll let people guess what that's called, thelongboathome.posterous.com. Now, your own personal website, what's that?
That's Martin Polykoff. It's Martin at psychotherapyw2.co.uk.
Okay, so... We'll link that off the posterous and possibly somewhere in your Twitter as well. But I was looking at your main personal website and I saw that you were offering therapy through Skype.
Yes, I've worked on Skype now for almost 4 years.
And how does this work? And I mean, you're also offering a little bit of free therapy to people, an introduction.
I always work initially. My first piece of work with anybody is free because I want to meet me. I want to meet them. I want to be able to say, I think we can do something about this. We can't. And also, when I first did therapy myself, I went to see a psychotherapist. He took an hour with me, charged me £120, which is outrageous, and then said, I can't work with you. I'm retiring in a year's time. It'll take too long. So I thought, well, when I'm a psychotherapist, I will never do that. So I give a free first interview to him, and sometimes that's enough. I just say, well, you should do this, you should do that, or I can do this. I can't do everything. So if I can't do anything, I'll tell you that. And the Skype thing...
Is it normal, the Skype thing? Yeah, carry on.
Well, the Skype thing's not normal. It's relatively recent. I'm one of the first people to do that.
Is there enough information passed through the camera and the sound? I guess there must be, because you're getting the non-verbal communication through being able to look at your client.
Well, let's put it this way. It's different. But I've... the days when people used to move in near to Freud's house or to live with near Jung for 6 months are well gone. The people I work with tend to have jobs that take them all over Europe, or the actors and things, they go on location. They'd have times when they can see me and times when they can't.
Nice.
I work with somebody initially face-to-face, then when they're off in Ireland or America or anywhere, they'll phone up from the hotel room and do a bit of work.
So to supplement the face-to-face, Skype, which makes sense in this world of modern communication, much of which we're getting involved in today when I'm showing you microblogging and such like, which I'm quite surprised you're taking to it quite easily.
Well, I did. In 1981, I set up the UK's first telephone marketing company.
Ah.
Right, and I've been thrown out of every single bank in the UK saying, we do not speak to our customers on the phone.
Really?
Right. So at that time, yeah, exactly. When we started, it was a work creation project, and there were 50 people probably in the country working on the phone in that way. When I finished in 1997, there were probably 2% of the working population. So it was a remarkable success.
Back to The Longboat Home. Yep. Now, you're offering these services and you're doing your best on thelongboathome.co.uk to connect with as many other people around the UK willing to offer their services.
We're looking for therapists. We're trying to create a network of care across the UK so anybody can go to a private counsellor or psychotherapist of their choice and get relatively low-cost work.
And I guess the side effect of this is the side effect of people who are, for you personally, getting involved in social networks. You're doing something pretty good here. Therefore, you know, maybe some business might come your way as well, because you seem to be giving a lot away by saying you do Skype stuff, you can talk to anybody in the UK, but you're saying no. If you live in Wales, go to this person. If you live in Scotland, go to this person.
Yeah. I don't want to work exclusively by Skype. It's not about me. It's about people from the services community be able to get help where they live and have a relationship with somebody there, not a remote relationship with someone they don't know in London. So the Skype thing is very important for my clients and people I work with. I mean, take your life, for instance. You're not in one place. You can't guarantee every Thursday at 3 o'clock to turn up somewhere.
That's right.
So when working with a psychotherapist, that's difficult, but we can create support for you wherever you are. And that's why Skype's so marvellous.
That's great. So if you do know of any therapists, what kind of qualifications are you looking for?
I'm looking for UKCP or BACP registered or the equivalent psychotherapists. I mean, it's a 5-year training normally, and that's what I'm looking for, people who've had that training and preferably have experience in the NHS.
And if you go to thelongboathome.co.uk, you can see the spaces that need filling at the moment. Plenty of room for more people. And if you want to follow Martin, I think he's doing some really good work on The Longboat Home on Twitter. You can connect with him there. He will be finding his feet as he sorts out how to tweet mobile and keep up with the conversation. But it's looking good so far. Martin, thank you very much.
Thank you, Christian.